Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 26th, is Creedence Clearwater Revival with Chronicle, the 20 Greatest Hits. It was released January of 1976 by Fantasy Records, and there's nothing bad on this album.
No,
every single song on here.
No, there's if you're into the swamp rock, the roots rock kind of thing that John Fogerty has done his whole career, and that CCR did for the short and brief time they were together, yeah, you're not going to be disappointed in this record at all.
No, and there's a lot of weird drama in the story of the band and whatever, but man, the music. The music is just fire.
Yeah.
It does go on a very brief period, but yeah, all of those albums are actually really cool on their own.
Yeah, Cosmos Factory, Green River. I mean,
Willie and the Poor Boys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Bayou Country was probably the least, I guess, hitty, would you call it?
I'll go with that.
But the Creedence Clearwater Revival, their self-titled record, I put a spell. One thing I'm glad that they did is they put the Screamin' Jay Hawkins song on their greatest hits. I Put a Spell on You. I'm not a huge greatest hits album guy, but to put a cover song on your greatest hits, It tells me a lot of different things. Not only do you enjoy this song, but you feel that you changed it enough to, and you owned it to where it's like, man, this was one of our best songs. It's our most memorable songs of all the years that we played this and all the things. This is one of the songs. And I
heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah.
And that's also another extremely distinctive version.
Well, and they shortened it for this particular album. They had like a 8-minute version or 11-minute version, and it depends which copy you get. They have one with a shortened version, like a radio play, I guess.
Mine had the 11-minute version.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
So, just to flash back to the Best of the Guess Who album, my aunt and uncle gave me that album and this album for Christmas one year, and I just hadn't really dug into either one of them. I was, you know, pretty young at the time, wasn't really listening to that kind of stuff, but I do appreciate them bringing that to my attention.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like Jay said, if you're going to... And I think the great thing is that, you know, Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival is a great song.
Mm.
Proud Mary by Ike and Tina Turner is possibly even better.
Owned it. On her greatest hits, by the way.
Exactly.
You know?
and there's no arguing that it's on either one of them.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a... this is a great way to explore. None of these songs are super long. I think the average song, well, I mean, I heard it through the grapevine.
It's 11.
The average
up. Yeah, it does.
But,
I mean, you're looking at 3 to 3.5 minutes, you know.
Average song is about 3 minutes. Yeah. Some of them are as short as 2.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed, you know, going back over the years as I've learned more about the band and, you know, gotten the individual albums,
mm-hmm.
Maybe looking, you know, having gone to see John Fogerty live, I think twice now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a force, man. And he is an artist mm-hmm. that was always willing to fight for his art.
He literally went to court multiple times for it. So, yeah.
Somebody tried to sue him for plagiarizing himself.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
it's
heard.
Like, if anybody can do it, I can.
Yeah. It's just, it's
the most asinine accusation I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. But it was also a great way for him to take his guitar into a courtroom, play the songs for a judge. I mean, how cool is it to be that judge that day? He's in the courtroom cool. Like, dude, so what'd you do today? Oh, I got a personal John Fogerty concert in my courtroom.
Rest of y'all leave.
Rest of y'all get
Give
out.
Give us the room. Leave the cameras.
Yeah.
Which, sadly, they did not have.
But, yeah, I mean, you got Susie Q, Green River, Down on the Corner, Fortunate Son, Traveling Band. And those are just a handful of the songs on here. I mean, it's just their career was so short. I mean, it was, what, 4 years? It started in 68, ended in 72, right?
Yeah, but...
So 5 years.
John wasn't even there for that last album.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's just... he was probably around in the beginning, and that's why...
Yeah.
You know? But call it 4 years. To be able to put 17, 18 classic songs together. Not like one-hit wonder kind of stuff where you're just set for life. But like classic songs that'll be played long, long, long after they're gone. I mean, it's really amazing to see what they did in that time period. And Cosmos Factory is just like, holy cow. If you've not picked that album up, like, go do that. Like, it's about half of this album is Cosmos Factory. I mean, it's like, what, 8 tracks out of 20?
Seven.
7 out of 20. So, yeah, it's
Green River was one of my favorites. The song, the album. Oh, yeah. But I would say my favorite was Willie and the Poor Boys, which I considered putting in mm-hmm. here instead.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it second, and I got it because of this.
Yeah.
But that was Willie and the Poor Boys was actually one of the first records that I owned.
Mm.
I went in a record store in North Carolina, and this guy had, you know, the eye level bins as well as stuff under.
Yep.
Nobody else in there. He gave me his full attention for like an hour. I told him how much I had, and he was like, "You got to make this worth it, man. You got here. You know, I'll cut you a deal and I'll throw this one in."
Man, that's the good thing about record stores, man. And like, you know,
people that care that work in record stores.
Yeah. Well, you can go in and tell somebody, "Hey, this is what I'm looking for," and if they're able to dissect what you're looking for at your price point and give you a good deal, like, dude, that's where it's at.
I mean, that's the same thing in the wine store, dude.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
You got to be able. There's some places, man. I mean. You know, at the same time, like, that kind of applies to Lowe's and Home Depot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to have a competent person working that can guide your mm-hmm. your adventure.
Oh, definitely. And that's half of it, where it's just like, you know, CCR and this whole, you know, this run that they had. And when they put it together, they put it together. And it's just they're a dynamic band. I mean, they're a rock and roll Hall of Fame. It should have been first ballot, but for all the weirdness in between the band, and these songs are they're timepieces. They're classic.
And I would argue that, you know, there were more from Willie and the Poor Boys that should have been on there.
Mm. Yeah,
like the Midnight Special.
I would 100% put that on there. That's a great song.
I don't know what I would bump to put it on there, but
the songs
I would definitely
the songs John Fogerty wasn't on. Just gonna throw that little time nugget out there.
Just saying.
Yeah. Anyways, well, today's album for the day, April 26th, is "Chronicle" by CCR. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at @album4theday. Feel free to email us your requests at album4theday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Early in the evening, just about supper time.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woohoo!